Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. The other thing that I wanted to talk about on the Dolphins side that I found very interesting, that is Will Fuller the Fifth. And I saw some videos of him working out, and he looks in great shape, and he's, you know, jumping on this thing that's like 5 foot tall. You know how those guys do it from the floor and up, and I saw that video, and okay, you just watch that video and then you go, wow. But I went a little deeper on the wows, because we're talking about a guy with traditional hamstring issues. And one of the conversations that we've had on this show, I don't know if we've had it here in this first month, but I think we had it a couple months back, maybe on Onside. In fact, I'm pretty sure on Onside. I'm damn sure on this podcast when we, you know, last year before we ended it in late December, that we didn't do any more shows for several months. And I told you guys this about Will Fuller and Chris Greer, the anticipatory GM. Okay, Will Fuller has the suspension. Will Fuller has hamstring injuries, history of them. But there's no doubt that when he's on the field, he's an absolute difference maker. He has something you can't teach, something you can't catch up with, and that is speed. Okay, he creates the kind of separation that you want from your elite receivers. All right, now I'm not saying that he's elite, but he has elite speed, and it makes him an incredible weapon. And Jalen, you know, has the same kind of gear, right? When I see him working out and I see him jumping up on that stack, I see a guy, is what I told you months ago. This was a genius move by the coach. Why was this a genius move by the coach? Because he put Will Fuller on a one-year deal because of the suspension, because of the injury history. Will Fuller wanted a big contract with the signing bonus, but nobody was willing to give it to him because of the injury history. So now Will Fuller knows that he's got to find a way to fine-tune his body, to stay healthy, to stay on the field, to have a great year, so then he can go out and get that great contract. Because after a year of staying healthy and going out there and being productive, somebody will then give him a contract because he's a freaking weapon. You know what I mean? And so now I'm watching him in these workouts and lifting weights and jumping up and all that. And I'm going, wow, this is great, dude. This is July. The dude is driven mad to have a great year, is focused. And he's not worried about all the periphery. He's not worried about money. He's not worried about this and that. He's worried about getting a great year in. That way next year, he can get the money that he's been wanting for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And I loved to watch that video because, again, this is exactly the way Chris Greer probably envisioned it. I'll dangle this carrot in front of this kid. I'll give him a year contract. We all know he can ball, but he knows that if he doesn't take care of his body and he doesn't stay healthy and he doesn't stay on the field, he won't get that contract next year. Sure, it'll hurt me, but I'm only tied to him for a year. So I'm rolling the dice on a guy that could end up becoming one hell of an offensive piece for your team. And playing opposite of Jalen Waddle, which was probably their vision, they're like, okay, we're going to have the fastest pair of wide receivers in the NFL. Speed kills. We got the kid that is quick twitch, can find these guys and get the ball to them. Let's roll. So the vision was there. The execution now is taking place. And we start looking. The agenda is also in place. Dolphins got their deal. They're protected. They're not tied to something long-term. So they don't have any long-term signing bonuses or any kind of cap hits. Now it's up to the young man to go out and ball and perform if he wants to make more money down the line. I loved it. That to me, when I saw that video of Will Fuller, I was just smiling, going, Chris Greer, you some bitch. You nailed it, bro. You nailed it. You nailed it. And, you know, this buys you another year to then go get another receiver in the draft if you feel like it too. If you want to get another burner, you can do that in the draft next year. They got multiple picks, remember. All of these things are going to, you know, I'm just telling you that it's there is so much intelligence in the way that they've been building this team and the way they have their contracts structured, okay? The things, even whether it's from Devontae Parker to Will Fuller to obviously Xavier Howard, you know, that's what this is all about. And they're trying to build a team so they can actually what? Try to win a Super Bowl before you got to pay Tua in year five. That's the trick out of all of this. Load it up. Keep going. That's why I also say that all this silliness that people talk about with Watson is out the door, because then all of a sudden you've got to give up a plethora of ammunition that you desperately need. You're not going to go out and beat the Bucks for a Super Bowl or the Chiefs with a Super Bowl with just a quarterback and a depleted lineup because you had to give up a bunch of picks and players for one guy. Then all of a sudden you put Deshaun Watson in the same situation he was in Houston. It's not the way it goes. You want to kind of have your quarterback and then that quarterback be spoiled with weapons. Dude, Pat Mahomes is great. And then you also give him Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Get the F out of here, bro. The Hardman kid's a blazer. They got another kid there that I'm missing that's also pretty damn good. And I'm brain farting right now. But, I mean, so you're giving the best quarterback on the planet, Mahomes, or number two, whatever the hell you want to do, you're going to give him one of the three best tight ends in the league and one of the three best wide receivers in the league? Oh, okay, so now you're going to acquire Tom Brady, and you already have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. You're going to add crazy-ass Brown, and you've got Santiago and Brate, so now you're still going to add Gronkowski. You know, that's what this game is. It's an arms race. You have to be very careful here. That's why with Tua, the way where you're placed, you can get into an arms race because you can build the arms. But if you got to trade for Aaron Rodgers, you got to trade for Deshaun Watson, you're going to have to trade a lot of your arms. And then that becomes a problem. Now you put the burden more on the quarterback. And that's kind of the situations that they've been in. You know, they in Kansas City and Tampa, they look to make it easier for great quarterbacks. What you don't want to do is make it harder, like Green Bay has, on your great quarterback. Yeah, he'll respond, but he can only get you so far, because if you don't have a good enough D and you don't have enough good weapons, he can only do so much. It's a tangle web we weave, ladies and gentlemen, when we look at this discussion and talk about what's going on in the NFL.